I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW. Yes, it's the Rock of Seattle, and it is live day. Everything is live on our show, The Men's Room, presented by G2. That's right, man. Completely live. The music, the sound effects, the big voice. That was Malcolm in studio with us here. All the production you hear done live. We got a Foley, our group of Foley artists making it happen. Later on in the show, 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be having Hailstorm perform a show live, a song live for us. And later on this afternoon with the Men's Room, the Pretty Reckless doing a live song. This is awesome. And you want to see it? You can actually see this happening. Check out the live video stream on Facebook Live or you can go to both. Do both. I don't care. Facebook Live or KISW.com. And all the info about Live Day is at KISW.com. Powered by Heritage Distilling Company and CarStar Auto Body.
It's funny you mention that because a person says, I work at CarStar Auto Body, and I'm happy to have supported this amazing mess.
This is, I love it, man. It's such an amazing mess. It is great to have all the people in the building. Lots of great talent. I mean, you know, you got Kathy Faulkner, you got Craig Gash, you got all the great bands like Outshine, Windowpane. I mean, who am I missing, Steve?
Everybody. Live She Cried, Superfecta so far.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You got Jar of Flies coming up in a little bit.
Oh, God, man.
Yeah.
All the music live. This is fantastic. And, of course, it's you and me.
Yes.
You know, doing what we're doing.
Always live, though.
Vicky's gotten compliments. People think she looks sexy today.
Yep, yeah, just a text. Vicky is a whore. Oh, that's the wrong one.
Wrong one.
Gary responded telling him, have a good day.
Yeah, all right. I told her parents to stop texting the show.
Did not mean to read that one. No, somebody said Vicky is looking hot this morning.
Ay, gracias, papi.
Yeah, Vicky wore this. She wore her dress t-shirt today.
Hey, in all fairness, Vicky got a nice comment about me.
Ugh.
What did they say? What
someone
did they say?
Actually, what? Somebody commented. It's like, how am I supposed to get any work done? I posted it actually on the KISW Facebook page. She's just like, how am I going to get any work done with handsome Steve smiling at me?
Well, who's that? Your wife?
No, she doesn't think I'm handsome, so it's definitely a listener.
Is it Aunt Siri? Who the hell's texting that?
That's weird if my aunt is.
I agree, but you know what? Who else would text and say nice things about you?
Rockaholic. Hi. Kendra.
Kendra.
Oh, I see. Oh, Kendra? Oh, that's nice of Kendra. Oh.
All morning with that big old sexy smile.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Complimenting our little friend, Steve.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, right. That's nice.
Hi, everybody who thinks I'm ugly.
Sweet.
Hi, how are you? All right, fine. Hey, Sully, you know that movie, right?
Oh, the one with the guy in the plane.
Yeah, exactly. That's the movie.
I think that's how the trailers went.
Yeah.
In a real story of a man and his plane.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is a guy in the plane. It opens up in the UK on December 2nd, so Tom Hanks and Clint Eastwood are doing some British press to promote it. I guess Clint directed the movie. I think that's why, yeah. And in one interview, they talked about how the word hero is overused, and Tom Hanks made it clear that he's not a hero. As a matter of fact, he referred to himself as the P word. We have what Tom said as reenacted by Christopher Walken.
A wussy, man. I'm an actor. I haven't done anything that's near death. Once, I had to swim in the open ocean in Castaway. Oh, boy. That's terrible. That's crazy. There's four roles for us in real life. You can be a hero, a villain, a coward, or a bystander. Me, I'm the bystander.
Ah, at least he's not a coward. Hey, thank you, Craig. Appreciate that. Or I should say, Christopher. You know, I should say.
Anytime.
I want to thank Craig for bringing Christopher, because he brings all his friends
right
here.
Because we can't play any of these audio clips that we usually get to play, because, well, that would not be live. So thanks to Craig Gass for being our sound drop guy.
I didn't realize how strained my voice was. I went to the Seahawks game on Sunday, and I thought, oh, man, that was such a great time. And I'm realizing this morning, I should have.
Yeah, you.
Maybe dialed it back a little bit.
They only flew you out for your vocal needs.
I know.
Nice jerk.
The Seahawks game. Oh,
yeah, nice going.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. You probably didn't realize how much you had to strain, because there was some offense happening and they were screaming and yelling because, I mean, Wentz was marching down the field, and you as fans, you're like, we need to do something. There's not enough offs. There's really not enough false start penalties. We got to cause more false starts here.
Yeah, it's weird. Every game. It's weird that this season in particular, every game I'm on the edge of my seat all the way through the game, but the last 10 minutes of the game, I don't know what's going to happen, and
right.
I'm just getting indigestion, and it's
Seahawks football, baby.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane.
Yeah, even like the quote-unquote easy game, which was this Sunday, because
when you look
at the score, it's like, oh, that seems like a relatively easy win for them. But like you mentioned, BJ, even a game that seems like a relatively easy win, somehow you're like, they can still pull this off. We need to be a little concerned.
Yeah. It was a bonus for me. First Steve contacted me, and then Dave said, hey, do you want to come up? We're going to do this live day. And I said, absolutely. What's the date? And I thought, I wonder if the Seahawks are playing. And they were. And I was like, oh, I'll come in. I'll watch the Seahawks play. And I wonder if there's any shows going on. And I looked at Polestar and I went, oh, Jesus.
Temple
of the Dog is there for two nights. And Steel Panther. I got in and saw Steel Panther and then went to the Temple of the Dog shows.
I saw on your Snapchat story, you saw one of our fine rockaholics, the Shocker Dude, at the concert.
That's your guy?
He's just a guy who listens. Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's in the front row, the Shocker Dude.
Yeah, he's an awesome dude.
Yeah, and I got a great picture of the singer.
He dresses like a giant Shocker.
Yes.
He's a giant Shocker. And the singer, Steel Panther, Michael Starr, is given the Shocker on stage, and then there's a dude.
You're
going
to have to look that word up. If you don't know what it is, we're not going to tell you. You're going to have to look it up on Urban Dictionary.
It's uncomfortable.
Yep.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable.
Especially if you're a dude.
Yeah.
If you go get your physical and your doctor says, hi, my last name is Shocker, need to get a new doctor.
Yeah. So it was perfect time. And we saw Temple of the Dog on Sunday.
Sunday night.
And I
saw you were there yesterday as well.
I left early because...
Because you do that. Yeah. By the way, seriously, the one person who can't say they ever got cheated in life, because a lot of folks go, man, I don't know if I really lived the kind of life I wanted. When you're on your deathbed, you're going to have nothing to regret. You're going to tell your kids, look, I got to tell you something. I had a great life. You're never going to be able to live up to it. All right, peace.
I don't know what I did. It hasn't all been... I mean, Steve can tell you the last time he flew me up to do an event for a radio station.
It was a life-changing moment.
It really was a life-changing. It was 13 years ago, and I just did coke the entire time I was here.
Oh, congratulations.
And didn't show up for the event.
Right, we were going to have him on air with us for, I think, a week.
A week, yeah.
And we were like, that was when we left the end, went over to the other station that's no longer around, called K-Rock. And we were like, Craig, we need you because we're a man down. Could you join us? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. We'll fly you out. We'll buy all this stuff, pay for your ticket, all this stuff.
We'll fly you up and we'll put you up.
And I
just was in the middle of a really bad addiction. And Steve, as opposed to every other person in my life, Steve was the one guy who said, hey, dude, that's not cool. You're a mess. You got to straighten yourself out. And I needed someone to say that to me. And I've been clean now for, it'll be 12 years. 12.
Oh, congratulations, Steve.
12 in December.
Steve, why don't you call Dr. Drew and say you want to do the show with him? I mean, I had no idea you were
the John Taffer.
He's a therapist.
Yeah.
He's a therapist.
Come
on. Get your ass together. You're letting me down.
Come on, dude.
I think it's being near death. Like, I had a heart attack.
You had a heart attack?
I didn't know you had a heart.
I thought you knew that.
That part I didn't know.
Oh, I had a heart attack.
Dude, you're living the dream. You've had it all. You've had it all.
It was my phone call that gave you a heart. I broke your heart.
That's right. It was after
you had
I got through
a heart attack.
After I got through the heart attack and got through all the pain of addiction, it was like, I'm just going to have fun. I'm just going to appreciate life and have fun. That's why I book all my shows.
Which, by the way, is not easy to do when you're not partying.
For
most people, they don't think it's easy to do when you're not partying. Like you say, to have fun, a lot of folks thought that was fun, was partying. So did you turn the corner and realize fun could be had without doing stuff?
I think you just get lucky and the light really turns on and
that's really cool.
I have to stop this because I had started paying my mom's bills, and I've been paying her bills now for 12-13 years,
but I like this plan. I'd like to talk to you more about this,
but once I started paying her bills, I thought, like, why am I even messing around? This is dumb. Like, I'm taking care of my mom and I'm circling around opportunities where I literally could take care of her for the rest of her life, but I'm still partying. And then I just the light came on, and it was on the 2-year anniversary of my heart attack that I quit. which is ridiculous.
The 2-year anniversary.
The 2-year anniversary. Of my
heart attack. What? You're like, I think I can eke. I think I can eke this out for two more years.
Well, it scared me straight for a year, and then I got in a bad relationship with a girl who would beg me to do coke with her, knowing that I had a heart attack.
Oh, damn!
Yeah, so she was insane. So
wow.
So yeah. So I just want to enjoy the simplicity of life and book. You know, all my shows. I have one more show left this year. It's in Tampa. So that I can go to Tampa and be there on Sunday.
Of course.
Watch the Seahawks play.
Why would I be thinking that's
so of course. Awesome.
And without jinxing it, I am doing my first show of 2017, the third weekend of January in Seattle, January 20th. Just confirmed the Kirkland Performance
Center.
All
right, we got to keep our fingers crossed.
I'm just going to be here. I'm just going to be here in the third week of January. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, there might be a game. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, no, well,
the way things are looking, there probably will be.
There's a reason why I want to be here in the third week of January.
We just got to keep our fingers crossed about those damn Cowboys is all I'm saying. Because there could be a game. It just may not be where you're performing.
I feel really good. We talked about this on Sunday. I feel really good about the Seahawks playing in Dallas should that happen.
Yeah.
Should that happen. But January 20th, it's a Friday night, Kirkland Performance Center. I've never performed there before, and it'll be two shows on January 20th. And
well, get them damn tickets. Where can I get them?
kpcenter.org or go to getgas.com. Get gas with two S's. Getgas.com. So, and it's a show for Seahawk fans by Seahawk fans. That's always the theme when I perform.
It's like a little rally.
Yeah, it is.
A pep rally of comedy.
How did you guys never get into drugs? Like in radio, like there's so many people in radio.
I can't speak for Steve. I have no idea what Steve's life's been like prior to meeting him, really.
I smoked meth before we started this show.
Did you really?
Yeah, that's why I slur my words all the time.
Yeah, that's it.
Great show. My God.
I needed to be on drugs, people said. That was my issue because I was a rageaholic, and a lot of people thought, you know what, you're not on drugs. That's your problem. That's what you
rageaholic? Did you go to therapy for it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and I have a condition they call cyclophimia, which basically is like having cocaine in your system all the time. So it was
lucky.
Like I was doing coke. Yeah, I know. You say lucky me, except
lucky for everybody. Except for us in this room, BJ.
Yeah, because you know what? You can come down. But you know, for me, I had to learn how to regulate it because the ups and downs were just insane, and I had no idea it was because.
Did you have a Steve Miggs in your life to say, "Hey, dude, you got to straighten yourself out"?
You know, in a way, yeah. Steve did the same for this show. You know, he was.
I just sound like a guy who yells at people to get their crap together.
It's true, dude. Everybody's afraid of you now. It used to be I was the one that nobody wanted to be around and work with.
He's going to break into Dave's office and go, "Listen, Buster.
Steve's that guy now.
You listen to me, Buster."
A lot of people don't know that about Steve because, you know, on the show, we have a great time. He's happy-go-lucky. But Steve gets stuff. When the mic is off, it's like, you don't mess with Steve.
I'm sad on the inside.
Yeah.
Wow.
And when the mic is off, I go around to people and counsel them and go, he likes you. He's not really mad.
I got
to
ask. That's a new segment.
Yeah.
You go from beat Miggs to get beaten down by Miggs.
Yes.
Verbally accosted.
Beaten down by Miggs.
What was the question?
Oh, because this year, I'm looking at the things you've gotten to do. From Temple of the Dog. I mean, not only did you see him twice here in Seattle, but I know you saw them in Los Angeles as well, going all the crazy Seahawk games, the Mariner stuff.
Yep.
I don't know, standing next to Bill Murray at the World Series.
Yeah, Craig Gass on my television in the World Series in the seventh game, all over the place. There's Craig Gass's face.
That wasn't supposed to happen. Those weren't my seats.
I remember when we talked to you on the air, you shared that whole crazy story about that. But I got to ask, 2016, what's been the favorite memory? Because, I mean, there's been a lot of, I mean, from me watching your stuff on Facebook and talking to you, everything you share would be like my favorite memory of the year, but it's like, which one do you pick as your favorite?
I didn't expect Bill Murray to show up at the behind me at Game 7 of the World Series.
Hey, he had a better seat than Bill Murray at the Cubs.
That's hysterical.
And I just, when I saw him, I just wanted to say, there's so many things I wanted to say. I wanted to just go, I love you. Stripes and Groundhogs. There's so many things I wanted to say to him, and just having him, having to hold him back from leaning on me and go, Bill, hold on, hang on, because I was filming Facebook Live, and then to have that moment and watch the Cubs win the World Series. I've always had a soft spot for underdogs. I love underdogs, and the Cubs are the ultimate underdogs in sports. So being able to watch the Cubs win the World Series and finding out in that last second that the guy standing behind me and leaning on me and crying is Bill Murray is a crazy, crazy moment.
So that is
nuts. A crazy moment. And it's on the video I shared with you guys, and it's on the KISW page. It's insane. I just thought I was going to have this really cool Facebook Live of the Cubs winning the World Series, and I had great seats behind Eddie Vedder and John Cusack, and then it's very hateable. It's a very hateable. I get it. I would hate that. I get it.
But you worked to get in there, which I love that story. How you worked to get those seats because you didn't have those seats, but because you worked the crowd, you do whatever, and there were multiple people that you had to basically get in there, you know, be nice to and whatever, in order to get from point A to point B to get into the stadium, then to get to the seats, and then to have the guy who gave you the seats go, by the way, he's like, you know, this is Cleveland. This is not what I want to see you happy right. about. Is yeah. the Cubs winning the World Series? Your yeah. buddy from the sandwich shop.
Yeah. And by the way, at every show that I go to, I always try to do, like, I always get tickets and I get passes. I don't need the tickets because the passes get me anywhere I want to go. So I will always go to the very top of any venue and look for people with the crappiest seats who are standing and rocking out from the very top.
Oh, I love that.
And I'll give them good seats.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I cannot tell you how many times people go, I'm cool, man. I'm like, no, you want to be in the front? I'm good. Like, there's something suspicious about my face, apparently,
yeah.
that nobody, trust me, I cannot tell
the
you.
The next thing happens is they're in a bathtub with a bunch of ice and their kidneys missing.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, and I can't.
That may have happened a couple times with Craig Gass.
I book shows around the country around Mariner games and Seahawks games. In Chicago, the White Sox hooked me up with a private suite that had a free buffet in it. And I looked for Mariner fans to give tickets to, and I said, hey, do you need two tickets? I have two free tickets. We're good. I'm like, this is a private suite with a buffet, and I couldn't give it away.
Dude,
to people.
It's like Trip Flip with Bert Kreischer. When I love that show, and my favorite part of that show is the beginning of the show where he walks around, hey, anyone want a free trip? Anyone want a free trip? And people are always like, nah, man, don't talk to me. That's weird. But he's got a camera crew, so it's not like it's like some weird stranger that's just approaching you. And then finally someone's like, sure, I'm up for doing this. And he's like, can you give me 3 days of your life? And they're like, no, I can't. And then eventually you find somebody like, yeah, we're going to go to like Peru or something like that.
Wow.
And it's like,
So Bert Kreischer. That is so perfect.
Could you can imagine someone's watching this show and they're like, oh, that was the guy who talked to us? Oh, man, we could have got a free trip to, like, Africa.
Yeah, I can't. There's apparently something about my approach that people think I'm going to Bill Cosby them. And I'm just trying to give you great
I didn't want to bring it up, but I can appreciate that.
Well, it's the box of pudding pops that you're offering people.
Yeah,
So, Steve, we're going to do that there?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to
keep Craig around.
All right, we're talking with Craig Gass, and, of course, you know what? You know Craig does great impressions. Gene Simmons, Al Pacino, Adam Sandler. We've heard a lot of great celebrities doing our commercials today.
Plus, he's going to bring some of these friends over for our Facebook drama in the next
week. Facebook
drama.
Oh, we got a little Facebook drama.
Yes.
Oh, it is live day. That's why Craig is here. That's why everybody's here. Everything is being done live. So here is Seattle's Alice in Chains tribute band. This is Jar of Flies performing Wood on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
What's up, Spokane?
Hey, what's up, you Spokanimals? By the way, that is really, really cool because Malcolm is like one of the best in the biz. And the fact that, you know what, he is everywhere doing his voice like he does and he's getting hit up because he's live here today.
Dude, it's funny. Kevin from Metal Shop and I, we went to WrestleMania in Dallas, right? And we're driving around in a rental car and we put on a radio station. It's the Rock station that's in Dallas. And all of a sudden, Malcolm's voice, we turn Malcolm up. We hear your voice.
The Eagle.
That's what it is. I ain't gonna lie.
Dallas. Yeah.
When you first heard it, you felt like you were back home, and then he says something other than KISW, and I felt like he was cheating on us.
Oh. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Malcolm, can you give me a little piece of home? Who do you do in Boston?
Boston WAAF.
Oh, yeah. Damn, that's our own company.
Right, come on. That's Intercom, baby. That's a big one.
Who is it in Spokane?
Hold
KZZU?
On.
KZZU? No.
No, no.
It's the only one I know in Spokane.
No,
it's the
pop
station. It's the rock station in Spokane, right?
It's the rock station, Rock 94.5.
All right.
Come on. You guys are making me look like I'm smoking weed or something over here. I'm forgetting
you did
the
pretty
stations.
Good. Malcolm, you did pretty good. You got pretty much all of them that we asked you.
Okay.
That's not bad. I mean, seriously, that's not bad.
That could be a new game show. You ask me and I try and figure out which station it is.
That just goes to show you how popular Malcolm is because he's on a lot of joints.
You know what
I mean? I mean, if it were me, I'd have one station if I'm lucky and I'd be able to tell you, yeah, I know what station I'm on. It's somewhere, you know, in Tiddlywink, dumb water, somewhere, you know?
That's a great market. Tiddlywink, dumb water.
Yeah, it really, really is. Hey, you know who's with us?
Who's that?
Craig Gass is in the place.
What?
Yeah, Craig Gass is here. And, of course, where can they get you, Craig? I mean, all the Facebooks and all the websites and all the Twitters.
Just go to getgas.com, getgas with two S's.com, and that'll take you to all the links, all the social media, all the weird videos. Anytime I'm in a weird situation, I always document it, and it's all across those social medias. Like, just everything's there. Like, I've been in a lot of weird situations.
Just a bit.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
And Craig, thanks for joining us, man, because, you know, like Malcolm said, you know, he's up here taking time out of his life to be part of Live Day. Craig, we thank you because, you know, you've been such a great friend to this station.
That's where I got my start.
You know, you and I have been friends before I even got here. Yeah. We've known each other. But then when I got to work here at KISW, you're like, dude, you know that's my station. That's where it all started for me.
Yeah, I was really, really stoked to get the invitation to come back. It was an honor to come back because I love the station for giving me a start 23 years ago. So
couldn't think of a better guy to have join us on Live Day. Of course, the late Kathy Faulkner is with us as well.
I can't believe Kathy.
Yeah.
When I first started at KISW, everywhere Kathy went, people whispered, like, you know who that is? That's a girl who started everything. She discovered everybody. Like, there's a lot of whispering.
She wrote Alive. She and Jeremy.
Oh, my God, you have no idea. She wrote Alive.
She wrote Alive.
Do you know, I mean, that's not a coincidence. Kathy Faulkner is in the crossroads of everything that happened in Seattle. That's not a coincidence.
She wrote the bass line to Wood.
Yeah. It's funny, we got text, hey, having Craig Gass on the show just puts this on a whole nother level for Live Day.
Oh, snap.
It does. It does indeed, which is why from time to time on our fine program, we do a thing called Facebook drama, because you know what? There are idiots on Facebook, and they like to display their idiocy for their entire family, friends, and of course then gets emailed to us and texted to us and tweeted to us and FB'd to us. And so, Steve, I'll let you take away how we intro this, because I just realized we have to do this live.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe the band has something going, so...
And now,
I was waiting for it.
Dearly beloved, it's time for Facebook drama. 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 Drama.
That's right, Facebook drama.
Drama.
It's brought to you by G2. Fly a drone. Virtual sports. Get more info at ge2.live. And BJ, once again, this is our opportunity to point out the dumb people that are on Facebook. This is an actual Facebook post, and the drama unfolds as acted out by... Craig Gass.
Yes!
We've changed the name to protect the innocent and the stupid. And this time around, the original poster, his name is Tracy. So that role will be played by Tracy Morgan.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Adam will be played by Adam Sandler.
Okay. I made a Jew.
Chris will be played by Christopher Walken.
That's crazy.
Oddly enough, Gene will be played by Gene Simmons.
From Kiss.
And Sam will be played by Sam Kinison.
The demon. I'm the guy who Kathy Faulkner first sold cocaine to.
So
that's a true story. She's in the centerpiece of everything.
So the original poster, once again, is Tracy. So Tracy Morgan, please take it away.
Oh, how convenient. She came groveling back to my brother. If that bitch thinks she's invited to Thanksgiving, she's dumber than I thought.
What? That's how they're back together?
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell no. Ain't no way she's welcome to my house again. Hashtag, that bitch ruined Thanksgiving. Seriously, sis. You're airing our dirty laundry on Facebook. What the F is wrong with you? I love Janet. And if she's not invited to Thanksgiving, then none of us are coming. Did you love Janet when she was banging your friend Al behind your back? Did you love her last year at Thanksgiving when she accused you of flirting with our cousin? Is that sexy noises I hear? Of having sex with our cousin during a full-on food fight? I don't think so. Hashtag, she's not invited. Oh, boy. Come on, who just squirted? Don't drag me into this. We were drunk when that happened. You guys all know what happens when I get drunk. I become a man whore. LOL. I'm sorry, Al, but my brother needs to realize that he's with a high-maintenance drama queen bitch of a girlfriend, and she's not welcome in my home.
Listen, guys, it's Thanksgiving. How about you open your heart and your home and don't believe anybody in giving second chances? Shibby-doo. Hee-hoo.
Bitch, don't tell me what to do. How about I come over to your house and throw mashed potatoes and cranberry sauce all over your walls? It took me 5 months to get that mashed potatoes out of the radiator. This is Gene Simmons from Kiss.
Let your brother bring her over. And then here's what you do. You charge admission for the rest of us to come watch the fireworks. I'd pay good money to be at your Thanksgiving dinner. LOL. Copyrighted by Kiss. Gene, you better shut up. I'm going to make you fully toothless, you small penis jackass. Hashtag tiny weenie.
Jesus. Reading this thread is like reading the plot to a Jerry Springer Thanksgiving. Say it.
Yeah, baby. Woo!
Wow. That was magic. That was
amazing. Oh,
Kirkland Performance Center, January 20th.
Be there.
Big football weekend, January 20th. I'm not saying what it is, but January 20th, Kirkland Performance Center.
That's what it's about.
Happy to come home.
And you know what? You got to bring us good luck. I mean, you know what? You come, you show up. That means the magical things happen in the football season.
I book those shows sometimes 8-10 months in advance, and it's worked out as a good luck charm to shoot for that third weekend in January. So.
Craig Gass and
fourth year in a row.
GetGas.com with two S's. GetGas.com. That's where you get all the stuff. And the beautiful thing about Facebook drama, those are real Facebook exchanges from people who just forget that everybody can see that ridiculousness.
I like someone said, I just typed Get Gas into my search bar and I got a bunch of weird fetish videos. And I realized I was on Pornhub, not Google.
Yeah. GetGas2S's.com. That'll take you to the info for the shows.
Another texter says, I'm sick as hell and dying at work. You guys are the only thing keeping me going. Thanks, you guys. Rock. Hashtag Live Day, which is looks like the number one trending thing in Seattle.
What?
Live Day. That's pretty cool.
Whoa.
On Twitter.
Yeah. We're a thing.
Wow. And I didn't realize we had the live feed going, right?
So it's insanity in the hallways. It's just, I've never seen chaos, controlled chaos like this.
It's nuts.
There's bands in the other room. There's a green room. There's tons of donuts. There's production people, video people. It looks like when you're like backstage at a concert, there's like all these video walls of people monitoring what's going on on the floor. It's crazy.
Video games, like giant arcade games.
I saw that.
But it's funny because I forget that we have this live feed and it's at the Facebook page, on KSW's Facebook page, and also at KSW.com. And one person says, is that Ricky Henderson stuffing his face live? Busted, Steve. Another person, Steve, what are you eating?
Yep.
Look, I had a croissant.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that the camera was on me.
Oh,
and I'm just crushing this croissant, just like shoving it in my fat face.
Yep. I shared a god-awful Gilbert Gottfried joke with Kathy and everybody else in the other room, and then I realized, there's a camera. I hope that didn't go. It might be the most horrifying joke I've ever heard in my life.
Oh,
and I
shared
with them, and then I looked, and there's a camera there, and I went, that could be...
That could be very bad.
That could be very, very bad.
We're live everywhere, and you can go to KISW.com, go to the Facebook Live on KISW's Facebook page. I have to be careful because I like to swear a lot when the mics are off.
Watch us pick our noses.
Yeah.
Go to KISW, just go to KISW.com.
Or go to the KISW Facebook page for Facebook Live.
Okay.
Damn, dude, it is unnerving to have. I feel like it's a reality show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and it's not going to be edited. It's like everybody's seeing everything, and so I probably would have had a couple more donuts, but now I don't want to get the internet shame. So I am not going to have any donuts on camera for the rest of the morning.
We just got to time it right. When the bands are playing, the camera goes on them.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Oh,
that's when
call.
All bets are off.
That's when you eat the donuts.
These legendary donuts are unbelievable, and I know we've probably shown pictures of them already. I know everyone's done it already. They've done some amazing.
I've got a whole other one right here.
Oh, look at that.
They have one that's...
Oh, you had it hidden. Oh, I love it.
They have one that's like a giant pretzel, but it's a donut, and it's a giant pretzel-shaped donut, and it's all dough. Oh.
Yeah, they are legendary, literally legendary donuts. And of course, I got a story here, which is the worst time of year to have it, about how everybody wants to eat healthy during the holidays, and yet...
There's no chance.
I love that they ask
Who
people.
Who cares?
Hey, 8 in 10 people go, yeah, you know what? I really, really do want to eat healthy during the holidays. But yet, 7 out of 10 people go, I got no plans how to do it, though. It just goes to show you how humans are. It's like, I would love to, but I don't really have a strategy to, which means with all that food in front of you, you know you're not going to eat healthy, and you're going to overeat, and you're going to be on the couch watching the Cowboys, and sitting there in the Redskins and go, I can't do it.
We got 3 football games to eat to.
Oh, yeah. And they're good ones this year, too, because usually the games don't mean anything, but they actually have some...
They do.
Yeah.
Even the Lions game means something.
Yeah, the Lions game. But for the Seahawks, that Cowboys game means something. And
it's huge. Well, for not... And actually, for that matter, so does the Lions Lions game and the Vikings game, because that's another divisional game where they're on top, and we want to make sure that both those teams suck so that we only have to worry about the Cowboys to get the better division conference record.
We got a text that says, I saw Craig before the Temple of the Dog show. I kept staring at him, wondering who he was, and now I looked up the picture and I realized I should have said hi.
Yeah, I have friends who are way more successful than me that will go out of their way to not be recognized or be bothered by people. I am so embarrassing that if anybody recognizes me, I have a tendency to talk to people until they get to the point where they go, okay, we got to go. And I'll be like, well, you wanted to talk to me, man. What's up? Let's hang out. And they're like, yeah, this is getting weird.
I think Craig's following us in his car behind us right now.
It happened in my building in Los Angeles. A guy in my hallway was like, Craig Guest, what are you doing here? And I go, I freaking live here, dude. What's up? I was like, and I scared him. Yeah. And
I can imagine that, because I've never had that happen in my life where I have actually had to say, like, to anybody I've ever met that I had to break it off.
Yeah.
And that's a little interesting.
I'm that guy.
That's fantastic.
I get happy when people want to say hi to me.
You guys shared the story. We talked about it yesterday. We did a topic about I can't believe I got kicked out of blank, because when I ran into you at the Temple of the Dog show, it was two songs and I ran quickly to go run to the bathroom. I was running back into the venue or back into where the seats were, but I ran into you, and then we were talking at the t-shirt table, and then we look over and there was a guy getting kicked out of the Temple of the Dog show. Two songs in.
He did something really messed up. I talked because
did you find out what happened?
Yeah, we don't know what happened.
All I know is he was being escorted out. He's yelling, I paid $300 for this ticket.
What do you have to do to get kicked out in song two?
It's bad. He tried to walk in with two beers into his seats, and they said there's no drinks allowed to the seats. And so there was a little bit of a thing that happened there. And then he started saying some really horrible words to the guy that he was using, like racial.
Words to never. So, that's never a thing.
And so there was a guy, the guy that we saw that ended up tackling him, tried to step in and go, hey, dude, let's take it down a notch. Let's go downstairs and have a talk. He was going to try to just talk to him. And when he took him downstairs, the guy threw a drink into the guy's face.
Oh, damn. So he had to be destroyed.
And that's where Steve and I are standing right there. And we don't know there's a commotion going on. And all of a sudden, we just see a guy getting thrown to the ground. It was right after he threw the...
How does he think that that's going to end well?
I know. But you know what?
What if I tell you I paid $300 for the tickets? Does that give me the right to throw a drink in your face? No racial epithets? Wow. Is that okay now?
Yeah, and he told a completely different version to the cops outside. My favorite TV show is Cops. I love Cops. So anytime I see...
So you must love Lakewood, Washington. Yeah.
Coincidentally, always, you're right.
Always on Cops.
Yeah. But anytime I'm at a concert and I see cops running or security running, I'm there. I want to witness whatever that is. I love watching people get thrown out of shows. I love like that. Yeah, I'm down with it.
Well, yeah, because we're just standing there, and Craig even said, I'm going to see how this unfolds.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with missing Wood and Jesus for this.
This is actually a really messed up story, but a couple months ago, I was walking down 42nd Street around 8th Avenue, and we saw two NYPD vans pull up, and 10 cops per car jumped out and ran to the subway. And I looked at my buddy and I went, you got your Metro card? Do you want to go see if So we swiped our Metro card. We went down, and it was actually, it's really sad and messed up, but somebody jumped in front of the train.
Oh, man.
Somebody jumped in front of the subway and took their life. And it had just happened. All the cars are packed full of people, still kind of confused. And as we walked by one of the cars, I saw this woman going, did he jump? Did he jump or did somebody push him?
Oh.
Did somebody push him or did he jump? And a guy pushed his way off and said, nah, he jumped. And now we all going to be late. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
New York, baby.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. Craig Guest, he is with us for Live Day. That means we're going to have one of his celebrity friends play Steve in Beat Migs.
Yeah.
If you would like them to play for you, then you need to call in now, 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. We're going to play Beat Migs at 847, and yes, it is Live Day. Everything you hear on this show and later on in the men's room going to be performed live. We got Van Epps, and they're doing, I love this, My Sharona by The Knack on Live Day on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.